For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning. Hope you're having a great week, getting through each day, receiving new mercy. You know, someone did write to me on that as well. And this person was saying to me, gosh, I can give mercy to people, but I have a hard time receiving mercy for myself. And I wrote to this person, I said, brother, it's a gift. You know, none of us deserve it, but we just have to receive it. In fact, for us to get to our next destination in Christ, it's going to take mercy and grace. We just have to receive it and say, thank you, Jesus, and move on into our next step, don't we? And I hope that helped him, because he was like, you know, I give mercy to people, but gosh, when it comes to myself, I'm having a hard time just saying, thank you, Lord, for your mercy in this situation. No, it's a gift. Just receive it. If I give you a gift, I want your arms open up to receive it. You know, perhaps graciously say thank you and then use it. Go. It's a tool. Use it. It's from God. It's going to enable you, you know. So, precious sister said to me at our daytime retreat, Anna, what do I do now? And I'm going to go into that as far as a Q&A tomorrow, but let me recap some of this. What do you do now? What do you do when you have a new beginning? And, you know, perhaps you've had some days, weeks, maybe even some years of the crust. How's that? The crusty old way. And now you're like, your eyes are getting open. The veils are ripping off your eyeballs. And you're like, wow, I can see clearly. I want to start again. Well, perfect. That's beautiful, number one. Number two, actually in my steps, number one, look to Jesus. He's removed a veil. Those who turn to Christ, 2 Corinthians, the veil's removed. So you're looking to Jesus. He began you. He's got the path. He's got your plan. You just keep looking to him. Number two, we talked about cooperating with God. Brothers and sisters, always remember, if you miss these, go to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. Go to the radio menu page. In fact, we're having great activity on there because I do check that. And just upload them for free or listen to them for free. That way you can almost hear like an entire message, you know, if you go through all 5 days. But in cooperating with God, we were in Philippians 2:13, for it's God who's working, energeo, in you, both to will and to do. He's the one who gives you the energy and the power to even do what you're even thinking or hinting of wanting to do. He's the one who'll give it to you, that power. Look to Jesus, cooperate with God, and then continue on. Paul, continue in the things you've learned, Timothy. Continue. You know what? Brothers and sisters, this is coming to me. When you have to continue in something, it's because you've got to get strong in that area. Don't hate that. I know sometimes it can get mundane. I've been doing this for 6 years. I've been on this for 10 years. I've been on this for 6 months. You obviously then, if you haven't had a release to move off of it, you're building some endurance in that area. You know, God's the master. He knows. Your soul is stretching. You know, when a runner really runs, he stretches, doesn't he? He goes day in and day out with the fundamentals because he's got to get some areas strong and second nature and like where he didn't even have to think twice about it. It's going to be in place. It's going to be in gear. That's really for your next part of your journey. Brothers and sisters, there's no shortcuts in God. I wish I could tell you, there's a shortcut over. There's no shortcuts. But as I've gotten older in my faith, older in years, and older in Christ, you know what? I now get it. I get it. I'm thankful there were no shortcuts because I had to walk through some things, and it changed some things that needed to be changed, and I'm now stronger in some areas where I had to get strong. Thank you, Lord. So, man, if you're getting stretched beyond measure, just bow the knee and say, God, have your way. That's part of cooperating with God. And continuing on. Let him be the master. Let him show you. You need strong in this. You might say, oh, I think I'm strong. If it's coming around again, you got to go through it again. Get strong, brothers and sisters. It's for your future. Well, my time's already up. I'm going to bring a Q&A tomorrow. Go to the website and register for our Christmas luncheon. Those are fabulous. It'll be at Metairie Country Club. All are welcome, but you do have to register. It's December the 7th. I think it's a $25 registration fee. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on A Future in Hope with Anna Donahue.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.